When we interviewed Ken Iverson, he told us that nearly 100% of the success of Nucor was due to its ability to translate its simple concept into disciplined action consistent with that concept. It grew into a $3.5 billion Fortune 500 company with only four layers of management and a corporate headquarters staff of fewer than 25 people, executive, financial, secretarial, the whole shebang, crammed into a rented office the size of a small dental practice. Cheap veneer furniture adorned the lobby, which itself was not much larger than a closet. Instead of a corporate dining room, executives hosted visiting dignitaries at Phil's Diner, a strip mall sandwich shop across the street. Executives did not receive better benefits than frontline workers. In fact, executives had fewer perks. For example, all workers, but not executives, were eligible to receive $2,000 per year for each child for up to 4 years of post-high school education. In one incident, a man came to Marvin Pullman and said, "I have 9 kids. Are you telling me that you'll pay for 4 years of school, college, trade school, whatever, for every single one of my kids?" Pullman acknowledged that, yes, that's exactly what would happen. "The man just sat there and cried," said Pullman. "I'll never forget it. It just captures in one moment so much of what we were trying to do." When Nucor had a highly profitable year, everyone in the company would have a very profitable year. Nucor workers became so well paid that one woman told her husband, "If you get fired from Nucor, I'll divorce you." But when Nucor faced difficult times, everyone from top to bottom suffered. But people at the top suffered more. In the 1982 recession, for example, worker pay went down 25%, officer pay went down 60%, and the CEO's pay went down 75%. Nucor took extraordinary steps to keep at bay the class distinctions that eventually encroach on most organizations. All 7,000 employees' names appeared in the annual report, not just officers and executives. Everyone except safety supervisors and visitors wore the same color hard hats. The color of hard hats might sound trivial, but it caused quite a stir. Some foremen complained that special-colored hard hats identified them as higher in the chain, an important status symbol that they could put on the back shelves of their cars or trucks. Nucor responded by organizing a series of forums to address the point that your status and authority in Nucor come from your leadership capabilities, not your position. If you don't like it, if you really feel you need that class distinction, well then, Nucor is just not the right place for you. In contrast to Nucor's dental suite-sized headquarters, Bethlehem Steel built a 21-story office complex to house its executive staff. At extra expense, it designed the building more like a cross than a rectangle, a design that accommodated the large number of vice presidents who needed corner offices.